talk about the inyan of the miraglim. The inyan of the miraglim. Who are the miraglim? Who are they? It says in the pasuk, "Shlach lecha anoshim."
Why is it?
Anoshim. Rashi later tells us, "Anoshim kol anoshim shebemikra loshen chashivus." Someone's going to ask, "Why are we learning Pasha Shlach in Korach?" First of all, I don't like machlokes. I don't like it. I should talk about machlokes. I don't like it. I don't have machlokes. But that's not the real reason. The real reason is that Parshat Miraglim is one of the events that shaped the entire Mahus of Am Yisrael. The Churbanot came from Parshat Miraglim. So if there's one event that shaped the entire Tahalich of Klal Yisrael, it's Parshat Miraglim. The Bet HaMikdash was Nechrav because of Parshat Miraglim. Bacho Tifke. Bechia Shel Chinam is from Parshat Miraglim. So if there's one event that shaped and that was the affected Klal Yisrael, it's Parshat Miraglim. What is Parshat Miraglim? What is it? So first of all, who are the Miraglim? Anoshim. Chashivus. Roshei B'nei Yisrael. You know what Roshei B'nei Yisrael are? Nesiim. The heads of Klal Yisrael. The G'dolei Ador. Okay. Who did they take with them? They took with them the Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin. It says clearly in Perik Yudalit Pasuk Aleph, Batisa Kolaeda. I'm sorry, one second. Kolaeda. Yeah, says Rashi, Sanhedrios. Sanhedrin. Yeah, who did they take with them? They took with them the Sanhedrin.
Isn't it Sanhedrin more there? Back, they told them Sanhedrin said fine, we agree with you.
Correct, and that's what I'm trying to say. They took with them doesn't mean, in English, took with them means himshichu achareihem. You don't know the word. It doesn't mean they didn't take with them to Israel. Took with them means himshichu. They took with them. They drew them in. So the question is, of course, these were great people. What happened? What happened? The greatest, Anashim. And they were able to take with them the Sanhedrin. And let's take a look what they said. Let's take a look what these Anoshim Chashuvim said. So if you look at Perik Yudalit Pasuk Lamed Aleph, it says in the Pasuk that they said, V'tapchem asher amartem Lavaz Yeh. No, not this Pasuk. I'm sorry. Let's take a look at Yud Gimel Lamed Aleph. Gimel Lamed Aleph. Here, Omri, what did they say? Loinuchal, I'm sorry, Yud Gimel Lamed Aleph. Loinuchal lalois ala om, ki chazaku mimenu. Which literally means from us. But Chazal say, what were they saying? Kaviyachal klapi maila omru. Gemara and Saita. Stronger than Hashem. Tell me something. Could you imagine the Nisi Yisrael to be Kaifrim? Kaifrim. Imagine if I would get up and tell you, Hashem is not strong like this, so that you'd kick me out and get rid of me, and that would be it, right? You would kick me out and get rid of me? Kaifer. How? Hayitachena. You know how I like to use the words? Mafli hadat u'mafchid halev. What happened? Mafli hadat, mafchid halev. What happened? How could it be? Miraglim. who were Anashim Chashuvim, Nisiyei Yisrael, Rashi B'nai Yisrael, and they took with them. They convinced the Sanhedrin. You know what it means to be Sanhedrin? You know what it is to sit on the Sanhedrin? And that what? That Tichazaku Mimenu. Pure, unadulterated, open kfir. Hayitachen. What's the pshat? There are many mahalchim in the Mefarshim to what happened by the Meraglim. Many, many mahalchim. The Alter from Kelem has a whole mahalach in Chachma Musar that what happened was that, like the Pasuk says in Dvarim, Moshe Rabbeinu gives Techacha to Klal Yisrael and he tells them, Atikruvun Alai Kulchem. This is in Perik Aleph, Pasuk Lamed Bet. Vatikruvun Alai Kulchem. Vayoimru Nishlcha Anashim Lefanenu. Says Rashi, Kulchem Bi'arvuvya. Arvuvya means they came all mixed together, all grouped together. This is in Dvarim, Perik Aleph, Pasuk Lamed Beis. Vatikruvun Kulchem Bi'arvuvya. What does Arvuvya mean? Arvuvya means when you have a whole group of people, right? Then they make a protest, like Bayim Kacha Barvuvia. So says the Alter from Kelem. So you know what the problem was? Arvuvia is a siman that only bad things are going to happen. And he explains, so whenever things are below seder, when things come Barvuvia, then only chet, only bad things come from it. Very interesting. Vanira, ki b'shvil ha-bilbul ha-dat, she-nichnaz bam. Ki b'shvil ha-bilbul ha-dat, she-nichnaz bam, mima'at ha-pachad, lachen nichnesu b'arvuvia. V'haya me'at b'chimum, v'haya b'listarim. U'mizeh navin chisaron b'listarim. A real, real balmusar. You hear? Tashameh is a balmusar. You saw the meraglim? He said it. No. What are you going to do? The svar? Like? He said there's a seder shalach. Kmo chasid. He said there's a gufa seder. That's it? Hard to understand. Hard to understand that the meraglim, it's because of he said. It's interesting. Real Litvish Musar, you know, real Lithuanian ethic. Yakis, yeah, because I can hear a Yakis say that. Because they were not Mesudar, that's why the Meraglim happened. Tzarich Iyun, Tzarich Iyun. The Mesilat Yisharim in Perek Yud Aleph gives a different pshat, why the Meraglim happened. He brings from the Tzar that the Meraglim had Negiut. What was the Negiah? They knew if they come to Eretz Yisrael, they're going to lose their nesiut. They're going to lose their jobs. So, to be because they're afraid of their jobs, they said, you know what, we'll make mess up the whole plans to go to Eretz Yisrael, and like this we stay nesiut.
Kingdom.
Why? Because they felt that once they come to Eretz Yisrael is more chashuv, more chashuv. And therefore there's going to be a whole different system. A whole different system.
No man, nothing changed.
There'll be a whole change of system. Maybe there'll be a melech. They thought that this is it. You see, they felt very comfortable in their jobs now. And if they come into it, so who knows? Who knows what's going to be? The pele of the story is, that you think for 1 minute that Nassim were ready to sabotage the entire coming into Eretz Yisrael because of a job, because of, I don't know, it makes them so low class, as they say. It makes them so not chashuvim that it becomes pilei playim, almost pilei playim. You know what it is to come and say ki chazaku mimenu, that Hashem is not strong enough because you want a job, something is not right. To say it kipshuto, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. To sabotage. And you want to know something? Even if they meant that, so you do it in a quiet, subtle way, but to come out, mamish, against what Hashem said, and to say, ki chazaku mimenu kaviyachal, that Hashem is not strong. Why? Because you want a job, and you're afraid you're going to lose your job. Tzarich yun. There's another entire pshat that's brought down in Chazal, that the men did not like Eretz Yisrael. Only the women liked Eretz Yisrael. Sure. It's a famous Chazal. It's a famous, famous Chazal. And you want to know the truth? The truth is, it's a Pasuk in Tehilim. In Periku Vav, Pasuk Chav Bet, it says, Vayim Asu Be'eretz Chemda. Ma'us, it became disgusted to them, the land of Eretz Yisrael. Chazal say, Ha'anashim, the men didn't have love for Eretz Yisrael. The women had tremendous love for Eretz Yisrael. The Klei Yakar even explains, Shlach lecha anashim, you are sending men. But if you asked me, I would say you should send women. That's how the Klei Yakar says pshat. You never saw the Klei Yakar? You'd be better off if you sent women. What's the reason? That's a very good question. That's part of the shit today. I don't know. I mean, I do know, but not that it's Pasha Pshat. You need to understand the Pshat over here. Why is it that the men didn't like Eretz Yisrael and the women loved Eretz Yisrael? Well, what is that all about? What does it mean? What does it mean, Rabbi Tai? Why is it that the men loved Eretz Yisrael and the women did not? So let's repeat over here the questions.
Yeah.
The questions is that the story don't make sense. Yeah? The story is strange, very strange story. The Gedolei Yisrael, imagine Lavdil Elef Avdalot Chas V'Shalom, just to give you a mashal, imagine Rebbe Yashuv and Rebbe Chaim Kanievsky and Rebbe Vosner and Rebbe Vadi Yosef and Chveis and all Rebbe Yalkut Yosef, all the Gedolei Yisrael, yeah? Imagine they're sitting over there and they're saying, Hashem, he's not that strong, he's not that strong. The Arabs are stronger than Hashem. What would you say? You'd say, what? What are you talking about? What happened to you? Nesiei Yisrael. Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin could include the Rosh HaSanhedrin. Hagan Moshe Rabbeinu was probably Rosh HaSanhedrin. So let's say he was the second in command. He took the Sanhedrin with him. It doesn't make sense. Something doesn't make sense here, Rabotai. Then we start looking at the Mefarshim's Pshat. They were not Mesudar, or they had Negiut, or because the men didn't like Eretz Yisrael. So, wait, what are you talking about? What happened? That's Lomuvan. Lomuvan! What are you talking about? Okay. Let me ask you a kasha. How could you say any Pshat about the Meraglim if the Torah HaKadoshah clearly tells me what happened with the miracle. If you take a look at Perik Yudalit, Pasuk Yudalit, it says clearly what went wrong. Perik Yudalit, Pasuk Yudalit, it says clearly, Vayoymer Hashem el Moshe, Adoni Yinatsuni Amazeh, Vadon Eloy Aminu Bi. Chosei Amunah, finish. What do you want? Huh? All the Torah and all the Pirushim and all the Sfarim that are written to explain the Meraglim, what happened to this Pasuk? says clearly, Atana Yinatsuni Amazeh, Atana Yaloy Aminu Bi. If you look at Dvarim, Perik Aleph Pasik Lamid Gimel, maybe over there. It says also, Badaver Azeh Eincha Maminim. Hashem Elokechem. So Moshe Rabbeinu also tells him that. So Hashem tells us that they didn't have Emunah. And Moshe Rabbeinu also confirms this when he gives them the Tochacha in Parshat Dvarim. That what? They didn't have Emu. Now? And now I'm going to show you that the Sipurna says it clearly in Pasuk Bet. Says the Sipurnim Pasuk Bet. Says the Sipurnim Pasuk Bet. Ukasher ikiru Yisrael chat atam al shelo batchu b'yishuat hakel yit'ale v'nitzchono achar sh'asayim mehem le'afli shavu b'tshuva. Beginning at the end of the piece on Pasuk Bet. Amru chatanu l'Hashem, anachnu nalu v'nilchamnu. Palalu, and they pray. And why do they pray? Vatashuv vatifku lifnei Hashem. It says in the pasuk that they went back and they cried. What did they cry in tefillah? So you see clearly, you see clearly that where was the chet? Al shelo batchu b'yeshuat hakel. They didn't trust Hashem's power to save them. So it's clear in the Sipur that it's about Emunah. So then I turn around and I say, so then what? The Tzar made up the story? I don't understand. If the Pasuk says clearly, there was a Chisaron Emunah, so why would the Tzar be makhish what it says in the Pasuk and say that it's because of they wanted a job? And then, I don't understand. How could Zohar be chalik on the pasuk? Could a Zohar be chalik on the pasuk? You hear the question? Very simple question. Rafi, Rebbe Foyle, if someone asked you miraglim, what would you say? Le'aminu, it says clearly, it's important, it says clearly, they never emunah. So how could this even the Zohar, which the Mesil Yisharim quote, says it's because of shtele, because of job? How could it be that the altar from Kelim says to me that because they were not Mesudar? How could it be that the Chazal and the Rashis and then the Kliyakar Anashim Lochi Vivu at Aretz? It says a different reason. It says they didn't have Emunah. What happened? Let's talk a little bit. Tell me. When they went to Eretz Yisrael and they came back, did they say over what they saw, or did they lie?
The truth.
They told the truth. Yes. That's right. That is 100% right. Did they exaggerate?
They put like a salt and pepper. They say, oh, like a scary way they told that. The different way they told that. But the truth.
Oh, really?
See, I don't know about like that. People, what come they want to? We can nothing.
Nah, what's all? They said over what they saw.
No, but at the meeting, she was like, "I got to go to my friend or Tom." What kind of way is it?
Huh?
Anakin.
They dramatized it and exaggerated all the truth.
It
was true. That's what happened. It was true.
Yeah,
all true. All true. All true.
In a scary way to say that.
It's true. Now tell me, what were they sent to do? So there's a very nice pshat from the Ksav HaKabbalah, very nice sefer, and he says, very very nice, they were not sent l'ragel et ha'aretz. If you look at the psukim, it says they were sent latur et ha'aretz.
Tiul.
Latur, like a tour almost.
Tur.
Yeah.
Tiul.
Like a tiul, but it doesn't mean that. It means latur lachem minucha. He says. Latur means to search out the good. They went and they became miraglim. Like if you take a look, here in the parasha it only says Vayaturu, Vayatur, Vayatur. In Dvarim it says Vayalu, Pasuk says Vayiraglota. It says Vayiraglu. In Dvarim it says Moshe gives them Teichacha that they were miragel. Ragel is Lashon Hara. Lo Ragel Alashon. Right? Alishono. Lo Ragel Alishono. Right? Lashon Hara. So it says the Ksava Kavala, they were sent to see the good, and they came back and saw the bad. I have two problems with that. Problem number one is he's being makish to Pasuk. Pasuk says not like that. I don't. It says clearly, he sent them what? Uritem et aretz mahi hechazaku. Harafeh. Harafeh means what?
Weak.
No good. Well, the other way around, the chazak is no good. Me'at imra. Hatovahi imra. Well, what does tovah mean? What does ra'ah mean? Ra'ah is also good. Okay. Zava Kabbalah. Okay, I hear. Nice pshat. Very nice. Nice pshat. But the pasuk is not like that. So the question is, okay, you want another question? In the end of the Torah, we see that Yeshua sent Miraglim Cheresh. Miraglim, I thought he went for the good or for the bad? I thought you said it was always for the good. And the answer is, could be by Yeshua, it's a little different. By Yeshua, they went to see the bad, meaning the weak points, so they could win. They could win the war. It's different. Here they were only sent not to say anything about how to win the war, but rather to see what? The good parts of Eretz Yisrael. But the truth is the pasuk says Im Ra'ah. It says clearly Im Ra'ah. So my question is, Im Ra'ah means bad? So they came back and said bad. You sent me good or bad, and I come back and say bad. I will say that. Imagine I call up a shatran. Tell me everything. I want to know the truth. Tell me the truth. He's not such a... Why'd you tell me that? Why could you only tell me the good? I said you. Atavahi. Ora. Imra'ah. So then what am I saying? Yeah, tzodek. What do you mean? What do you think? I'm making you crazy? Of course I know what I'm talking about. A simple question. I don't understand. I sent you to do a job. Good or bad? They came back and said, bad. It's no good. You don't say that. I said, what? Okay. So let me tell you. Some want to say that they were supposed to come back and just repeat what they saw. The Nigun. Efes ki aza am. Chafetz Chaim learns like this. Efes ki aza am Yoshev. What does the word Efes mean?
Nothing.
No, what does Efes? No. In the translation of the pasuk, it doesn't mean that. It means but. Who told you but? When you say the word but, that means tirgum. That's an interpretation. No one asked you to interpret. You know, a newscaster is supposed to be unbiased. Unbiased means say what you saw, and that's it. Don't translate. The minute they said Efes ki aza am Yoshev, right? See the pasuk? Efes ki aza am. What does the word Efes mean? Aval. Don't aval me. Just repeat what you saw, okay?
Efes ki aza am.
Just repeat. Az lo az. But. But means you're explaining. But. It's an opinion already. The word Efes. Chafetz Chaim. Chafetz Chaim brings out this yesod, that with one word it could turn into Lashon Hara. The same thing, if it's said with one extra wrong word, it could turn into Lashon Hara. And the wrong word here is but. But connotates opinion that it's bad. But it's bad. Okay. So now we have maybe a pshat that they were supposed to repeat dryly what they saw, dry, and they were not supposed to add any nusach, nigun, you know, any song, you know, interpretation, unbiased. All right. I would say a little different. Yeah? I would say a little different. Okay. Why is Moshe Rabbeinu sending Miraglim when he knows it's going to flop? Did Moshe Rabbeinu know it's going to flop? It says clearly, Kaya Shachar Netzat Meraglim. So he davens in advance. It seems like that he knew, right? Something, yeah?
Yeah. Okay. That was for Yeshua.
Question number two. How come Yeshua, if it's so bad to send Meraglim, so why does Yeshua send Meraglim? These are questions that the Rishonim ask. You know, Rabbi, I thought a lot about these issues. And you know what I came up with? I'll tell you what I came up with. When they came, Be'aravuvia, B'li Seder, what was the Mekor? Why was it B'li Seder? You know why? Well, because they didn't have the Musa Seder in Yeshiva, Rabbi Sol Salanta, to teach them how to be Mesudar. Is that where the problem is? Where did the East Seder come from? The truth is, the Alter from Kelim himself speaks it out. Mima'at ha-pachad came from fear. Fear. Even in the beginning he says it. Im nitzachu yisav, v'nirim izeh ki hoya mifachtim. It came from fear. Okay. Tell me, according to the Zohar, that they were afraid! You know what it is to go into Eretz Yisrael with the giants, and they're afraid, they're terrified. Okay. According to the Tzar, that they were afraid of their job. Yeah? Could you tell me the mekor of that? What's the mekor? So you would say the mekor of that is negiut, personal. I'm going to teach you that the mekor of pachad and the mekor of negiut is all the same thing as lo hemantem bi. You know why someone is afraid? Because he lacks emunah. You know why someone is worried about his job? He's afraid. And you know why he's afraid? Also because he lacks
emunah.
The Torah is boiling down to the mekor problem, and that is Yan lo hemantem bi lagdisheni leinim bnei ami leinim bnei Yisrael. You hear? You listening? Fear. When someone is afraid, fear. I'm going to show you something very interesting. I'm going to say, you hear? Yeah? Why did he dance for Yeshua? You know why he dance for Yeshua? So Pashut, you say Yeshua was his student. He cared about his student more than colleague or anybody else, right?
Why? Things right way.
Why did he dance for Yeshua? Why did he dance for colleague? Why did he dance for somebody else? That's the answer. It was his student. The Targum says, because he was Anav, the Targum Yonatan. That's what it says in the Targum Yonatan. So what's the Pshat? So there's many Pshatim in this Targum. You hear? There's one Pshat in this Targum, which is very interesting, which you'll really enjoy. Reb Chaim Kanievsky in the Sefer brings down Pshat. Tchiyat HaMeitim is going to be Lefi Seder Aleph Bet. Yes, just like a draft works, Lefi Seder Aleph Beit. Right? They call you up according to your name. Tchiyat HaMeitim is going to work Lefi Seder Aleph Beit. The Mabit brings it down in his Sefer clearly. So the question is, how can he take Yeshua, who was Hey Hoshea, and make him Yud Yeshua? He's pushing him off to be Tchiyat HaMeitim later. Chaim Kanievsky, the Sefer. Rafi, you're missing a pshat. Half of a fella. You ready? Why does he dam for Yeshua? So the Targum says he dams for Yeshua because Yeshua was Ana. And the Nesusi, you saw it?
What's Ana?
Look. And Avi was humble, so therefore he daven himself. So we have to say pshat. So there's many different pshatim that are said in this paragul. One pshat is, Reb Chaim Kanievsky says, but I heard it's before him also. It's a famous pshat, but he brings it down to the sefer. Tchiyat ha-meitim is going to go if he said that aleph bet. And therefore the question is, how could he take Mabit says, Tchiyat ha-meitim, if he said that aleph bet. You're nun. Ay vey.
What are you?
That's what they changed their name.
First name or last name?
First name.
Change it to Aaron.
Change it to Aaron. That's it. Finished.
Avram. Zeutertov.
Tchiyat ha-meitim.
I'm the second one.
Mi yichye koidim. Who's going to be first? Okay.
I'm the second one. It's not the best.
Says the Mabit, unless you have one trait, and that is anava. If you're an anav, then you go first. Says the Targum, that's pshat. He saw he was an anav. So therefore he didn't have a problem of changing his name from Hosea to Yeshua. Reb Chaim Kanievsky brings it down in the same. Okay. I would say different pshat.
What is anav?
No. Before we get to, but he's saying, why would he change his name from Hey to Yud? And the answer is because he was Anav, and therefore for Tchiyat HaMeitim, he's not pushing him off the list. He's not, because since he's Anav, he's not pushing him. How would I say Pshat? I would say Pshat like this. When someone is Anav, it could come from two things. A, it could come from greatness. Greatness.
Working.
Gadlut. Person's an anav. Then there's another type of an anav. He's insecure. He's not secure with himself. So he's humble. He's scared. He's frightened. People who are frightened are anavim. They're very, very humble. What's wrong?
It's not pashut.
It's not pashut?
No, it means Adam is not
pushing
himself.
He's scared. There are many people like that. They're humble because they're scared. Yeah. They're afraid. They're afraid. Insecurity brings another. Okay. Therefore, Yeshua had another. He was nar lo yamish mitoch ha'ol. He always stood in the shadow of Moshe Rabbeinu.
He was not scaring. Yeshua was scaring.
Yeshua was what?
He wasn't scaring Pachad. No.
How do you know?
He was a warrior. Was
how
a,
do you know?
Yeah.
How do you know?
I heard he was a warrior.
Who'd you hear it from?
Tana.
You said he heard it. I want to know who he heard it from. Who did he hear it from?
Tana.
I want to know. Who'd you hear
it
from? Did you speak to your mother,
no,
your
saw,
grandfather? Who'd you hear it from?
I read somewhere. I forgot which book was it.
Oh, okay.
He was fighting with a warrior.
So let me tell you about the warrior Yeshua. Okay. The reason why Yeshua became a warrior, because Moshe Rabbeinu changed his name to Kol Yashiach. That's Gufa why he became a warrior.
Before he was a scared.
And I'll prove it to you.
Amalek.
Exactly. You know when Yeshua actually got his name? When did Yeshua get his name?
Amalek fighting
with him. Yeshua got his name in Parshas Bishalach. Yeshua got his name in Parshas Bishalach when he had to go fight Amalek. The Nitziv says this clearly. The Nitziv says that when he fought Amalek, he was called Yeshua. And then people stopped calling him that, and he recalled him that. His name actually came when he had to go fight Amalek. It has nothing to do. Hagam, the Kliyaka learns Ka, Yud, because of the Yud.
Sarai.
Not the Kliyaka, excuse me, the Archaim says Yud because of the Yud Miraglim, Ka. Mm. Hashem Yud with the name Yud because against the 10 Miraglim. But the Nitziv in Emek Davar explains clearly that he got his name in the war of Amalek. And why did he get his name in the war of Amalek? Koya Shiacha. He became En Od Milvado. He became very strong. He saw that he was Anav, and it's not good to be Anav. Right? What is it good to be? Im Katan Ata Be'enecha Roshe Alfei Yisrael Ata. Shaul was also Anav. He was Nechbal Akelim. But was it good or is it bad that Shaul was Nechbel Akelim?
Bad.
It was no good. Im Katan Ata Be'enecha. He was afraid. He was afraid. Did Shaul do what he was supposed to do? Who? Why not? He was afraid of who?
Obviously.
Am Yisrael, the people, it says clearly. He was afraid of the people. He was afraid of the people. It says clearly, Imkatan ata be'enecha. No good. Anav sometimes is
no good.
Not a good trait. Because it can come from where? From insecurity. How you mitaken that? You mitaken that with Kaya Shiacha Miatzad. Bitachon. I'm going to prove this to you. You ready? Listen carefully. What did they say? They came and they said that we were grasshoppers. And that's how they looked. We were, and they looked at us that way. So there's a pshat from the Chafetz Chaim. But you know why they looked at us that way? Because we looked at ourselves that way. If you look at yourself as a nothing, then the guy next to you will look at you as a nothing. This is how the Chafetz Chaim in the Sefer brings it down. Now, it's very interesting, in the newer version of the Chafetz Chaim, the new ones that they just put out, they refix the whole pshat. They don't bring it down like this. You know how they bring it down? They begin with the Tana de Be'eliyahu. Tana de Be'eliyahu, Amash amartem, v'niya be'inenu kechagavim, that we were in our own eyes like chagavim, ani mochelecha. Hashem says, I'm meichel you. But this that said, v'chein ayinu be'ineyem, eneni mochelecha, I'm not meichel you. Tana de Be'eliyahu, says the Chafetz Chaim, the way the Sefer brings it down in the newer versions, what's the pshat? Pshat as follows. Yeah. Why is it that someone says v'chein ayinu be'ineyem? Why do you say that? Bishlai me, you feel that you're that. Okay. But don't you know Hashem runs the world? What do you mean? What somebody looks at you, the way he looks at you has to do with you, has nothing to do with you. You know what it has to do with? It has to do with Hashem. It's very interesting because it's exact hafuch from the pshat that everybody brings down from the Chafetz Chaim. Everybody brings to the pshat and Chafetz Chaim, the way you look at yourself, that's how others are going to look at you. Actually, what the Chafetz Chaim did say was the exact opposite. That the way you look at yourself is not negating anything. It's the way Hashem wants people to view you. So, Meilal Masha Martin, this that you said that you're nothing, you're a chagav, that's your problem. But if you come and say, V'cheini and Beinayim, that's Hashem. What do you want to do with you? Chisaron bitachon, exactly the same word. You know what you see from here? That sometimes insecurity in the eyes of others, the mekar is chisaron bitachon. It's an unbelievable thing. I'm showing you reason. I'm showing you things that you'll never hear anywhere else. When they take books from Dr. Tversky, yeah? And they talk about self-esteem, yeah, self-esteem. Take all the books, throw them in the garbage. No, you don't have to throw them. He's a good guy, Tversky. But the point is, I have a different method. My method is, if a person has bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so bitachon atzmi does not become a problem. When he works on the bitachon to understand that Hashem is the one that makes people to be nosechen b'nei abriot. Yeah, and it's exactly, here it falls exact opposite from the pshat that everybody says in the Chafetz Chaim. Everybody's saying in the Chafetz Chaim that the way you look at you, the way you look at yourself, that's how others look at you. The new Sefer for the Chafetz Chaim comes out and explains you missed a big point. We try to bring out that when a person is humble, you have to know why. It could come from that he's a tzaddik, or it could come because he has no self-confidence. He lacks self-confidence.
No,
and you
humble.
Know why he lacks self-confidence? Because it's a very bad nekuda. He's afraid. He fears. He's afraid of his shadow. Shaul HaMelech was nechbal hakelim. Beautiful. A midot, huh? Anav. It wasn't good. It was a terrible thing. That, you know that? Shmuel HaNavi tells him, what are you doing? Im katana tam be'inecha rashi alfei Yisrael ata. What's wrong with you? You don't know that you have to be strong and you have to... Why? He was afraid of the people. The people told him, we want to keep the animals by Amalek. And what happened? Yeshua went to fight Amalek, I told you. Eh?
Yeah.
What did he need? He needed to be not nechbalakim. He You needed Rashi Aleph for Yisrael. You needed to be strong.
Kills.
You need to be Koyashiacha Bitachon. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu prayed for him. Where does Moshe Rabbeinu pray for him? Chemes Amalek. The way to fight Amalek, Rabotai, Vura. You have to go with strength. Omitz. Koyashiacha Bitachon.
Before the word Chalash.
And that's what I'm telling you. A Meridik Pshaysh, right? Because you're not going to hear this anywhere else. You hear? Huh? You're not going to hear anywhere else. The Chafetz Chaim, they say over that the Chafetz Chaim says that we were like grasshoppers. They looked at us like grasshoppers. Says the Chafetz Chaim, because you looked at yourself like a grasshopper, that's why the guy around you looks at you that way. But if you look at the new Chafetz Chaim, the Pesha is completely different. The opposite. The exact opposite.
I mean, no good be humble.
If you look at yourself as a grasshopper, it's your problem.
No good,
the fact that they looked at you as a grasshopper means because you don't trust Hashem. Says it clearly. Says nothing to do with you. That's why I'm mochel you for looking at a grasshopper.
Humble, no good.
Humble, unhealthy humble is no good. Humble from insecurity is no good. Humble from security is very, very good. Very, very good. Excellent. Excellent. The best.
Like Moshe Rabbeinu.
It's an unbelievable point, Rabotai. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Like Ogmel Avashan.
Yeah, they come into the office and the guy comes to start talking to the therapist. I'm insecure. So he comes in, he starts looking into the background, the father, the child, the little child in you, Chvezlas, all the psychology, all the Meshagas the day after today. Okay. You know what they should teach you? They should teach you Emunah and Bitachon BaKadosh Baruch Hu. Finished. End the story. The Meraglim had very low self-esteem. They were terrified of their shadow. You know why? Because Emunah Bitachon. Because clearly, I must say, Le'eman to me. I was thinking I would die another point. What is it? That a person has negius because of a job, also emunah bitachon. You know, it's interesting. Midot is not found in the Torah. You know that? Yireim has a pesach mitzvah liot shafal vanav. You know that there's a mitzvah in Yireim. One of the mitzvot, the tayag mitzvah, according to Yireim, is liot shafal vanav. To be an anav. Yireim, it's one of the sefer yushayim. But pashtut, there's no mitzvot of midot in the Torah. Midot. We don't talk about midot in the Torah. So the Rasag and the Rishonim asked us for a question. Why not? Why is there no midas? Why is there not a chiyuv in the Torah? You know what Rabbi said the Teretz might be? The Teretz might be. And we're going to find this in the Rishonim. Ready? If a person has emunah bitachon, there's no room for bad midas. Seriously. If someone has bitachon, yeah, is he going to be a ga'ava? There's a muna. If a person has a muna, is he chomed? This is a very famous Eben Ezra. Eben Ezra asks the question, how could we tell a person la tachmad? Don't be jealous. I am jealous. Says the Eben Ezra, what's the pshat? No? If you have emunah in Hashem and you know that he gave it to that guy, he didn't give it to you, not yours. Here, you want to learn kairach? They like to learn kairach. I'll learn with them kairach. Okay. Ayikah kairach. What? How did kairach make machlok? You know what? You know who the son of kairach was? Ayikah jealousy, right? So the mefarshim say ayikah. What is ayikah? He was taking. What did he take? You know what he took? So Chazal say he took the Sanhedrin. Other Rishayim, other Mepharshim say, you know what he took? He took what didn't belong to him. Hashem didn't give it to him. What do you want? Rav Zilberberg, what's his name again in the Seder? Rav Zilberstein. Saw it last night in the Shul. That was a nice word. Alein l'shabach. I usually don't look there. I don't. I gave this farm to Rafi. But in the shul, it was there last night on the table. I opened up a minute before Meyer, and I saw this shot, and I said, Mishtam, I have to tell it over to you guys. Vayikah kairach, you know, vayikah he took. He took what doesn't belong to him. It was given to Moshe Rabbeinu, so what are you taking it for? What do you want? It's not yours. It sounds very much like this Eben Ezra. If Hashem gave it to him, what are you taking? So the machloket of Korach was based on what? Emunah. Again, everything boils down to the same yesod. That even the meraglim, admasai, no? Le'emantim bi. All the stories. Kama pirush matayadeh b'meraglim. Ula yesh elef. Kol darshan, kol rabbi Yisrael, yesh lo pirush lo. He has his pshat in the miracle. You know a sefer doesn't say pshat in the miracle? I mean, everybody says, right? There's one problem. I have a sefer that says pshat in the miracle, the best. It's the Torah. The Torah says pshat in the miracle. The best sefer, no? Could you argue with what it says in the Torah? Read it what it says in the Torah. Go ahead. Yudal, what does it say? And the supporter says it clearly. Chisaron emunan bitachon. Finished. What do you want? So all the bad midot and all the chesbonot, you know what it boils down to? Emunah. Lashon hara is emunah. Of course it's emunah. That's right, tzaddik, but I'm going to tell you, yeah. Bacha, bakuk, v'midon halacha. It's all about emunah, yeah? Very simple. Why does a person speak Lashon Hara? You know why a person speaks Lashon Hara?
Well, emunah, don't fight.
Love?
Do you explain?
Why does a person speak Lashon Hara? You know what you speak Lashon Hara about? Tell you why a person speaks Lashon Hara. Some of Lashon Hara comes from insecurity. You know that? Some of Lashon Hara comes from insecurity. And that is, that a person feels that he's better if he puts the other guy down. You know that? Why do people put down other people? Insecurity. You feel much better. You feel good about yourself.
You're better.
Why do you have to feel good? You want to feel good about yourself? Be yourself. What's wrong with being yourself? Tell me something. A lot of times you speak Lashon Hara because you think that that guy is going to get something that you want. So you put him down. You think that this guy, the people are going to look up to? Very interesting. We spoke about the emunah. No, but the question, how are you supposed to do this? I wish I had a piece of cake. I could hear you could eat in the middle of a shit piece of cake. Unless you're not poor.
So the emunah is not complete, Rabbi. Wait, coming cake. Wait, emunah.
Ah, you came from Eretz Yisrael? Okay.
No, it's food.
Okay, the kids are pashta shayla, yeah? Pashta shayla. You know when you put another guy down, I'll tell you why you put another guy down. You're afraid that the people are going to look at him b'derech kavod, and you're jealous of that, right? You don't want to. First of all, if it's meant to that he should get kavod, he'll get it anyway because Hashem wants it. And if it's meant that he shouldn't get kavod, you're not the one who's going to make that. You think you have power with your words. You're able to talk against somebody. You have emunah, you look at it, it's all crazy stuff. What are you talking about? Hashem runs the world. What are you talking about? You don't hear it? Well, Baruch Hashem. He means well, listen. He means well. Okay. Okay, he means well, listen. Let me tell you. Let me teach you something. I want to tell you them to me and the rest of the world. No, there's nothing wrong. No, you put it. Don't embarrass me. Don't embarrass me.
No, it's just... Yeah, he's Rabbi Reich. The table, yeah. Wooden stand.
He comes, he brings it upstairs.
Ten times we'll get out.
He goes back and forth. Be mechabed him. Don't worry about it. It's all fine. The only thing is, if you're not going to pay attention to the shit because of this, I'm going to throw it at you. That's thus, yeah. That this much I'll do. Okay. You know, my Zaydah Zatzal asked a great question, but everybody asks this question, but my grandfather speaks about it as well in the Sefer. Yeah, great question. You ready? Vapros. What is Vapros? A question, right?
Question.
Okay, question.
Walking.
Huh? Walking. Vapros. Okay, yeah? Tell me something. You know, you ever hear of schizophrenia? Okay. Oh, you heard of it? Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Oh, you mean by others, not by you. Okay. Let me ask, when a guy comes and says, Eretz Ochelet Yoshveha, and in the same breath he says, V'gam b'nei anak ra'inu sham, you don't think that's schizophrenia? I think so. Make up your mind. Is it Eretz Ochelet Yoshveha, the people succumb over there? Or it's V'gam b'nei anak ra'inu sham? Which one is it? Make up your mind, which one is it? No, is that a contradiction?
Schizophrenia is a fear.
Schizophrenia is when you're kooks, that you say two things that are contradicting each other. Who?
What is who want? Forgot to pack my nails today. No, it's okay. Forget.
What happened?
Nothing. It's okay. It's a miracle. It's not about me.
Let me tell you something. You want to know something? Can I tell you about this Jew? He never missed a shi. You know that? Me'ashivati. He's always the first one.
Try.
And the only one. That never misses. Maybe in Nissan, maybe. I'm talking about him. He's a good Jew. I'm talking about him. I come all the way from Lakewood. It's for guys like this, I come all the way from Lakewood. I come from Lakewood. I have you in mind. I know the Mesirat Nefesh. You have to come here. He's a good man. This is Yehudi Tov, by the way. Okay, now. Ata shomea schizophrenia. Maze schizophrenia. Eretz Ochelet Yoshveha. V'gam b'nei anak. Which one is it?
The middle people.
What? Eretz Ochelet Yoshveha is not anakim. Some say that. Maybe. It's nowhere in the middle. It's either this or that.
Or the rest.
I'm saying, whoever's not an honor gets Eretz Ochelet Yoshveha. All right. Let me tell you what I think the pshat is. You ready? Listen to the pshat. Eretz Ochelet Yoshveha. Chazal say there was a reason for it. Chazal say, what was the reason? Hashem made there should be levayot. You hear? Hashem made there should be levayot. Why did Hashem make there should be levayot? That they should be busy
burying
the people and not them. Okay. In life, Rabotai, there's two worlds in front of you. There's a world which you could say, b'nei anak. You can look at it that it's no good. There's a life where you could see Eretz Ochelet Yoshveha. The difference of how you understand is if you have emunah bitachon. If someone has emunah bitachon, you know what he sees? He sees only good things. B'nei anak, b'inu sham, excellent. I, Eretz Ochelet Yoshveha, that's l'tovati. It's all l'tovati. It all makes sense. It's all because without bitachon, it's a contradiction. With bitachon, with emunah, there's no contradiction in it. They taka went to Eretz Yisrael and they saw contradictory things. They came back. If they were anashim ksherim with emunah and bitachon, they would have seen Yad Hashem and everything that happened. Instead, what did they come back with? Eretz Ochelet Yoshveha. What are you doing? What were you thinking? And the Teretz is, you were not thinking. Rav Shach Zatzal, in his Sefer, I learn this every year and I think about it. He says, Laku b'shitchiyut. You know what the problem with them was? They had shitchiyut. They saw everything very superfluous. Superfluous.
Surface.
They only saw you come there, you see that. Why don't you look deeper? Why don't you think before you think? And you know what the problem was? Without emunah and bitachon, a person sees only shidchi. A person only sees shidchi. Unbelievable. I'm adding this to Rav Shach. I thought about it for many years. What does Rav Shach mean? And the Teretz is, There's two types of glass, and I'll tell you a good story. I know you like a good story. And the answer is it wasn't deep enough. The emunah bitachon wasn't deep enough. I'm going to tell you that I don't believe for 1 minute that they were kofar by Kodesh Baruch. I don't believe they said kaviyachal chazaku mimenu. I don't believe they said it. You'll say the pasuk says they said it. Rabotai, the teretz is they said mimenu. Mimenu can mean they themselves, and it can also be interpreted mimenu. Okay, the rest you put over there. It's becoming a smorgasbord. The rest you put over there. Here, Rabotai. You think they said clearly Hashem is not strong? You know what you're talking about. They said, Ki chazaku mimenu, they meant themselves. But because they were not having emunah and bitachon, they said that they're stronger than themselves. The Mela Kaviyachal Klap Ishmael. Hem Amru Ki Chazaku Mimenu themselves. Where's your bitachon? That's Pshat Ilu Amru Kaviyachal Kenegadakushbo. Bata Choshev Nisiyeh Yisrael Amru Akushbochu is weak. Chas Vishal.
Okay, Rakatubachot,
I knew. Mazal tov, Arben Nachat, Rak Smachot. Orech Yamin Vishanim. I want to tell you like this, Rabotai, yeah? Tell you two stories. I know a family where for many years we always were convinced that the wife was a big Yeresh Shemayim and she talked about Hashem and loved Hashem. You know why? She was terrified of everything that happened. And she always took out a Tehillim to daven. And she would go to Kfarim. And she would run. And she would... The husband never spoke about davening to Hashem. Never spoke about running to the Kaisel. So we always thought that the husband doesn't have so much Yirat Shemayim like the wife. As we got older, we realized there's the opposite. The wife was afraid of everything because she had no Yirat Shemayim, she had no Bitachon. And the person who was not running around because, you know why? He had Bitachon, he trusted Hashem, and the opposite was the truth. Sometimes from our words and our actions we show if we have Bitachon. If you come around and say, Ki chazaku mimenu, for me, we don't say min Hashem. Ki chazaku mimenu means me.
Is that min Hashem?
Well, no, but why are you afraid because Hashem gave you a guarantee? Mm. That means that you don't think that Hashem can do it either. That's the pshat. You have to believe in Hashem. If Hashem guarantees you, if Hashem tells you that I'm giving you, don't be afraid. And if you're afraid, it means ultimately, what are you saying?
Don't trust Hashem.
You don't trust Hashem that He's strong enough to do it. You think the Siya Yisrael stood that? Ta Hashem, the Siya Yisrael Amru Kaviyachah because Baruch was weak. Mat them at the best to you, Sanhedrin. Ava, b'diburam u'b'ma'aseem heru shayat nikuda shel mashu ibitachon. Nikuda shel ibitachon, Rabotai. As ki'ilu amru kaviyachol kapishmayo shakosh baruch who's not strong enough. Rapshat. Sipu. Okay. Yeah, I'll tell you a secret. Huh? She was afraid of everything. And therefore she walked around. Scared. Pachad. Everything. Pachad. Where's your bitachon? It took years. Years and years. To realize it. Years. For years we always thought, look at their munah. Look the way they daven. Look the way she davened. And then you realize, what are you talking about? She's a... Every two steps, she's afraid of everything. Where's your bitachon? Where's your bitachon? By the person who didn't daven. You know why? Because he trusted Hashem. Kol yeh beseder. Because we both was there. Finish. Not holding it yet. You have to take it easy. Now, you wanted a good story, I'll tell you a good story. When I was in Camp Agudah, I was zoche to hear Sichot Musar for Rav Gifter, Zechat Tzadik Levracha, tells the Rosh Hashiva. Rav Gifter Zatzal used to say over from one of the great Telzer Bali Musar, Mordechai Progomansky. Rav Mordechai Progomansky was a famous name in Telz. Rav Mordechai Progomansky said a yesod, and that is the buttermilk glasses. He woke up. Everybody woke up. The buttermilk glasses. Do you know what buttermilk is? Who knows what buttermilk is? They sell it in the stores, buttermilk. You ever see them do it? It's like a milk, buttermilk. The buttermilk glasses. The buttermilk glasses. What buttermilk glasses? Okay, I'll tell you. Martha Pragamansky is selling the following story. It's not chema, it's buttermilk. It's a type of milk.
Half and half.
Glasses are mishkafayim. Buttermilk mishkafayim. What is he talking? I'll tell you what he does. Rav Mordechai Progomansky said the following. He said a story about a guy that they took into a museum to show him Picasso, beautiful paintings. Yeah. So they show him a beautiful painting. And he looks at it and he goes, so ugly. Ugh, it's green. In the old days, the buttermilk probably spoiled. It was a little bit green also. It looks like spoiled green buttermilk. What are you talking about? Huh? Maybe he doesn't like it. It's not according to his taste. So they show him a different painting. Next. Ugh, buttermilk. Fuh, ugly green buttermilk. Third painting, a fourth painting, a fifth painting. Finally, they look and they go, there's got to be an explanation. And he looks at the guy and he goes, give me your glasses for a minute. And he looks on his glasses, it was buttermilk from breakfast, from the breakfast that was left over from yesterday's breakfast. And it turned green. And he's looking and he sees everything dirty, buttermilk glasses. That, you can look at a Picasso. You can look at a gorgeous painting called This World. A person can look at a gorgeous painting called This World. Hashem is a mitzayer. En tzur kelokenu. En tzayar. Beautiful painting. And what do you see? You see garbage. And you see only pachad and eman. And Eretz Ochelet Yoshvea. You know why? You know why? Because your glasses are missing emunah bitachon. You don't see well. The glasses are no good. That's what you want. You're right. Moshe Rabbeinu sent them anashim ksheirim. He thought that they're going to come back and they're going to see unbelievable things. Why? Because Ksheirim, if they're Ksheirim, they're going to see beautiful things. The truth is, they were Chaser Amunah Bitachon. So what did they see? Eretz Ochelet Yoshvea. Now let me tell you something nice, which you guys will enjoy very, very, very much. I know you'll enjoy this. Alright. Why does Moshe Rabbeinu daven for Yeshua?
I can't get outside that.
And the answer is, we said, because he was weak. So why did he change his name? Why does he change his name? The Rechaim HaKodesh asks for a question. Why does he change his name?
If you write it down, right?
Yeah, well, he changed his name. So the truth is, we know there's such a thing called Shinui Hashem. Shinui Hashem is for Mazel, but this is not really about Mazel so much. This is not about Mazel, this is something else, right? So what's the inyan of davening for him to change his name? Rabotai, let me tell you a big yesod. You ready? The Gemara in Brachot says, "Eizehu ben olam haba, kol asoy megula l'tfilah." Whoever say megula tfilah is a ben olam haba. Gula meaning Gaal Yisrael, Kriyat Shema Gaal Yisrael. Tomorrow Brachot Davdal Rabbet Aleph. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, b'shem his rebbe's. He doesn't understand. Only because of that, you get olam haba. That's a pretty easy way to go to olam haba. Every Jew does that. He saw Megula L'Tfilah. What's the big deal? Because he does this, he's Zeichet Olam Haba. Tirutz. Says Rabbeinu Yoina, two terutz. One terutz he brings from his Rebbe, the following. When someone is saying a gul l'tfila, he shows that he has full bitachon in Hashem. Because a person is with palel, what does he show? I trust Hashem. Okay. Now, Rabotai, why is it so mech gula? So I was thinking the pshat probably, and that's what the Rishonim mean. When you're so mech gula l'tfila, you know what you're saying? That the whole gula came about only because bitfila. The whole gula came about only because tfila. So this is skala somer gula litfila. Good. Skala somer gula litfila. That the gula, meaning, I only know the gula comes with tfila. Okay. Says Rabbeinu Yoina, the ikar hakoil is emuna bitachon. The main thing is emuna bitachon, therefore you get olam haba. How did I explain to you that the problem that we were afraid by the meragim? What were the tzat meragim? And the answer is chisaron emuna bitachon. So what's the tikkun? Yeshua tefillah, and also Kalev. What did Kalev do? Mishtatech al kivrei avot tefillah. Tefillah. The inyan of tefillah is the tikkun to the tzat meraglim. You know why? Because the tzat meraglim is that they didn't trust Hashem. The inyan of the tefillah is bitachon. So what does Moshe Rabbeinu do? He doesn't only daven for Yeshua, but he puts into his name, which the Baal HaTanya explains clearly, that the name of a person gives his koach hakedusha. The person's ruchniut comes from his name. The Baal HaTanya in Emunah V'Yichud, 1 second, chapter 1, says clearly that the name of a person is his koach. His kochot in kedusha comes, says the Baal HaTanya. So he put into his name this inyan of ka yoshiacha, meaning bitachon. Bitachon, bitachon, knowing only Hashem helps. Ko yoshiach, only Hashem helps. Why was Kalev mishtateach al kivrei avot? What's the inyan of mishtateach? Reb Chaim Kanievsky, the Sefer, asks for a question. Why mishtateach? You know what mishtateach means? To lie flat on the kever. Why do you have to lie flat on the kever? So he says that today we don't do it, but in the old days they used to do it. And he says, Al pi kabbalah yesh tam. There's a tam al pi kabbalah. He doesn't say what it is.
Aren't you supposed to get some kind of energy? Something.
Okay, so I don't know that part, but I can tell you what I think it is. Okay. I spoke it over with my uncle, Rabbi Kellermer, and he agreed with me that this is the pshat.
Okay.
And that is, you know what the Gemara says, that Moshe Rabbeinu davened different than others. You know how Moshe Rabbeinu davened? We have it in this week's parsha. Vayipo Moshe v'Aaron al apana. They fell on their face. It's this week's parsha. When you die, when you fall on your face, yeah? You know what that is? It's a different type of tefillah. You know what type of tefillah it is? It is complete hitbatlut. Complete hitbatlut. En li shum amida. I have no stance whatsoever. Complete hitbatlut. The idea of lishtateach al kivrei ha'avot in tefillah is ani efes. Ani eli ma'amad. Ani completely batel la tefillah. I have nothing. Just Hashem, you're the one who's going to take me from
is
here.
Is that like what we do on Yom Kippur?
Correct. Yom Kippur could be too. Well, actually, that's in service of the Melech.
Right,
could
okay.
be. But this is more of a, I have no koach whatsoever. I stand in front of you completely subordinate. That's the word, subordinate to the Rabbeinu Shlomo. It's a beautiful word, by the way. That's the pshat. In, that's the pshat. In Nofel HaPneim, Lishtateach. Kalev knew that he had to come on to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bihishtatchut, complete emunah, because otherwise you'll be dragged into Atzat HaMeraglim. Atzat HaMeraglim was about, beautiful, huh? What is Archaim, the what? Yeah. Kafar Aretz, that's what I wanted. Okay. That's what I wanted. Yeah. No, but that's by Kairach. I'm talking about over here. I know, but the Yipopanam says over here too. Maisha Arab, it says it here too. By Tefillah. There's an Indian of Tefillah of complete subordinates. Okay. Why the name Ka? Why Ka Yashiach? Hashem has many names. Why Ka Yashiach Miyatzat Beragim? Okay, so let me teach you about Hashem's names. There's a Gemara in Chavtes in Menachot that says, "Bitchu b'Hashem adayad, ki b'ko Hashem tzuroi lomim." We say it in Tefillah, right? Says the Gemara in Menachot, Hashem runs the world, the next one, with adnut, right? Bitchu b'Hashem, that's adayad. Ki b'ka, that's this world. In this world, it's Yud K, and in the next, it's a Gemara Menachos. Menachos Daf Chav Tes. It's a Gemara. The Marshal explains the Gemara that way. The next world is Adnut. Bitchu Hashem Adei Ad. Marshal Mamash on the spot. Ki Beka Hashem Tzur Eilam. Okay. But the Marshal adds Tzur is Olamim, both worlds. So Yud K is a Chibur of both worlds. It's a Gra like this. The Gra explains that Yud and K is the Chibur of both worlds. That's why if you notice, Ish V'Isha, Shechina Shrui Beineyim. Which word of Shechina? Which? The Yud and the K. Why? Because it's a Chibur. When a person gets married, it's to mix the world here. He's living in this world. It's to make a life over here. But in truth is, it's really to be Mechaber, the Olam Abba, that it should be. The Yud and the K is a Chibur of both worlds. Tzur Olamim, two worlds. Ki beka Hashem, tzur, olamim. Koch Yoshiach. The Indian of Koch Yoshiach is this Nekuda. Yeshua had to come to Eretz Yisrael. You know what he had to see? Eretz Yisrael, in through the eyes of what? Through the eyes of Olam Haba. If you look through the eyes of Olam Hazeh, if you look at Eretz Yisrael about this world, you know what you see? Not a very pretty place. You ever walk around Geula? Pretty nasty, huh? It's not so beautiful. It's only beautiful, you know why? Because you know it's Eretz Chemda. You know that it's Eretz HaKodesh, that's what you know. Someone told me a great story yesterday. One of your great stories someone told me. I like it. Beautiful story. A Hasidish Jew told me yesterday that there was once a Rimnitzer Rebbe. I don't know if you know about the Rimnitzer Rebbe. Big tzaddik. So the Rimnitzer Rebbe was makbid not to touch anyone's hand who was a balaveda or didn't go to the mikvah. Okay. Big rabbis, they don't touch the hand. Okay, Rimnitz.
Maybe it was a germaphobe.
So he said over a story like this. That there was a Jew who was grada from Russia, but he didn't behave himself. So the Rimnitzer Rebbe didn't want to give him a hand. He saw on his face what type of guy he is, and he's. So the guy said he's from Eretz Yisrael. He says, Imken, okay. Eretz Yisrael.
Kedusha.
Eretz Yisrael. It's a beautiful story. It's a beautiful story. No, it's a beautiful story. You're not happy, the godness of the story. You know? Eretz Chemda. Look at the end of the pasuk in Tehillim. No, look at what it say. Kuvav pasuk chabeis. No. It goes hand in hand, Rabotai. If you have emunah, then you appreciate Eretz Yisrael. You don't have emunah, then you can't appreciate Yisrael. You know why? It's not that. There's nothing to appreciate. It's not that great. What the Dead Sea? All right, you can find a spa in California that also has Dead Sea. Don't worry about it. Here, go ahead. Read the pasuk. No.
Kuvav.
Pasuk habeis.
Pasuk habeis. It says niflaot ve'eretz ham noraot al yam suf.
Continue.
ויאמר להשמידם, לולי משה בחירו, עמד בפרץ לפניו, להשיב חמתו מהשחית. וימאסו בארץ חמדה.
וימאסו בארץ חמדה.
לא האמינו לדברו.
זה חבדלת, right? חבדלת, excuse me. אוקיי, וימאסו בארץ חמדה, yeah?
חמדה, לא האמינו לדברו.
Oh, it goes together. You know why, that's what I'm saying, פשט. You know why it was נימאסו בארץ חמדה?
Didn't believe in his
words. The Emunah is brought about that they should be Moos Be'eretz Chemda. This Rabotai is the Pshat. Tell me something. You want to hear something interesting? Did Kalev be soter what the Meragim said? It was interesting. What did Kalev say?
Vayahas.
Shh, quiet. What? Did he say that they were wrong about what they said?
No.
What does it say? No? Ole Nale. What do you mean, Ole Nale? What about what they said? They said horrible things. You know what the Teretz is? Huh?
Well, that is very, very good.
It says just Tavar, it's my mind.
To what they said.
Yeah, they came, they said, Eretz Achelus Yeshved. And what's the answer?
Terrible.
We saw Leviathan, terrific. It's terrific. Okay, terrific. I'm sorry. Imagine a person comes and says, oh, you saw that car crash? Don't worry. Excellent. Great. Perfect. Beautiful. What are you talking about? So I'm asking, so what's the? What did he tell them? No, it's good anyway. What did he tell them? He changed the glasses. Like Chishmash Emamru, Emamru Toivim Haaretz Meid Meid Olay Nala Bob Bitachoin in Bitachoin Olay Nala. We'll do it. Olay Nala. You notice the Sipurna brings that Pasuk Beis. What does he bring? What's the lashon he brings? No. Then what did they say? That they were Chayzer B'Tshuva. They didn't have Bitachon. Then they were Chayzer B'Tshuva. What did they say?
Shavu b'tshuva ve'emru chatanu l'Hashem.
Yeah.
Anachnu na'ale.
Anachnu na'ale. What was the tshuva? We will go up. We could do it. You know what Kalev's answer was? What Levayus? I don't care. Toivar it's my Medebish said it's good. Oli na'ale. Let's go. We're going. Lack of emuna b'tachon. Tikkun is rabotai. Now, Rabotai, let's bring it back, Lamasa. Okay, I'm going to teach you Lamasa. All right. How does it apply to us? Okay. You know, to talk about Emunah and Bitachon, you could talk all day. Second of all, if Nesiim can make a mistake, what are we going to say? What's the shot? You know what the answer, Rabbi? I'll tell you the answer. The Nesiim were given a chance not to be taught Emunah B'Tachon, but to learn Emunah B'Tachon. I just told you something very brilliant.
So to learn is an opportunity?
Again. In the Midbar, they were taught. When they came to Eretz Yisrael as Meraglim, they had to learn it on their own. They had to apply, experience it himself. They had to go there and see what they saw, and they had to have an exercise in Emunah B'Tachon. What do you see? Do you see Eretz Achelus Yeshveha? Or do you see, no, the opposite, B'nei Anokrinu Sham, and it's Tovim Me'od Me'od. I can talk to you till I'm blue in the face about having Emunah B'Tachon. You want to learn Emunah B'Tachon? Take your life and interpret it through the glasses of Emunah B'Tachon. Whenever something happens throughout the day, say to yourself, what is the reason? Where's the Hashgacha Prati to this? What's the Pshat? You know why Hashem made Levayot? He made it so in order that they should look at us. I could do that. I could have came and said, oh, look at Levayot. This Rabotai is the difference. The Dora Midbor was shown. The Meraglim finally had an exercise in Lamasa, how to react to it. And you want to know why we might pass the test? Because they had to go through it and they went through it. You understand that in the Torah, once in the Torah, it became part of Torah that we go, we're able to learn and see, Ki Toiv Aretz Me'od Me'od. Now we're able to learn from that. The channel was made already. The test was already made. It was made. That test was already made. Now we could pass that test. We could cheat, so to speak. We could cheat from what do they call that? What do they have regions? They have those things. What do they call that?
Cliff notes.
Those notes. What are they called?
Cliff notes.
No, it has different. My days it was called something else. Those books that they put out, the old tests.
Cliff notes.
Cliff Notes. Okay, my name was called something else. All right, whatever. No, but the point is...
Barons.
Barons. My name was Barons.
Barons.
Cliff Notes was for the books, for the novels.
This is like Cliff Notes. You see, the Rebbeinu Shlomo is giving us now the way they went through the test and then how they pierced. So we could learn and study that.
So where do you think our life is related
to? Related to that. That's what you have to do. And say, where is the Yad Hashem? Through the eyes of Emunah and Bitachon, through the glasses of Emunah and Bitachon. This Rabotai, you'll see in Toiv Ha'aretz. Very pretty, very, very pretty world. Rabotai, I wish you have a wonderful week.
No, you didn't answer. Why women?
Oh, why women? I don't have a 100% answer, but I could tell you women have more emun and bitachon than men. What?
Maybe they don't have as many tests.
I don't know, but that's what it is.
More spiritual.
That's what I understood. I understood, but I'm not ready to say it, but that's what's going through my mind. They're mechavis aretz because they see things differently. They don't feel the kochi v'otzim yadi as much as a man. That's the way I understood. A man has kochi v'otzim yadi.
How come Miriam didn't want, she was one of the ladies, all the ladies who I mean.
The what?
Miriam.
Yeah, what about
Miriam?
She didn't go inside, as you said.
She got punished. What do you mean she got
punished? Hashem
didn't want. Hashem didn't want. Not because of Chiba Bar, it's because she spoke Lashon Hara against Moshe.
Why didn't
Miriam? Okay, Rabbi, so what's happened? Good week. We'll be Bekesher.